Kira, you made straight A's on your report card. Honey, that's great. Why didn't you tell me?
I guess because nothing I do seems like big news with Cheyenne and Van around. I'm lucky if I can get a sentence out.
My God!
Huge news! Huge news! Exhibit A.
Guess who got named All-City Football Player of the Year?
Kira Hart for her straight A report card?
No.
Oh, I did! Me, Van!
Congratulations!
Thanks, Mrs. H. Hey, there's gonna be a big awards banquet Saturday night. Can you come?
Boy, I don't know. Well, looky there. I'm free every Saturday night till the end of time.
That's great.
You know, this award just confirms what I've always known. You are so on your way to the NFL. Got muscles and talent.
And a beautiful trophy wife.
Aww. That is what I was gonna say.
You know, I always dreamed about winning Player of the Year and standing there and thanking my parents. Now they're gonna miss it.
It serves them right after the way they've treated you.
Yeah, let them read about it in the paper.
Paper?
We're gonna be in the paper? I better go pick out an outfit.
Hey guys, there's more good news.
Let it go, Mom.
I'm not gonna let it go. Kira, you made straight A's. Hey, how about we have a big family dinner to celebrate?
I'd rather have cash. Between Bradley or Lamaze?
Well, Bradley if it's a boy, but I don't know about Lamaze.
No. I'm talking about childbirth classes. Look at this one. You can actually have a baby underwater.
You know, whales do that.
Is that a slam?
Hey, Reba. Hey, Player of the Year, huh? Hey, listen, I wrote down a few things you might want to say about your favorite coach.
Great. Now, who's my favorite coach?
Send Jake and Kira down, will you?
Oh, Kira's going to a slumber party. It's just you and Jake tonight.
No Kira? Well, hey, maybe I'll finally win at poker.
You know, it's a shame the Montgomerys won't be there for Van's banquet. Such a big day. His parents should be there. I know he misses them.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's hard to stop loving people, even when they treat you like crap.
It gets easier with practice.
Hey, Dad!
Hey, cowboy. Listen, BJ's visiting her mom, so it's just us men tonight.
Cool!
Maybe you men can eat something that doesn't come with fries and a toy this time.
Hey, that's not all I feed him.
On Mondays, I have buffalo wings and a Shirley Temple.
That's only during football season.
Excuse me. Is Sue Montgomery in your class?
Are you kidding? She's in every class.
Okay, I'll just warm up then. Well, hello to you too.
Reba Hart. I didn't know you worked out.
Me? Oh, I've been working out here for years.
Really? 6 months ago, this was a Mexican restaurant.
Ever try lifting those burritos? So, did you hear that Van was named Player of the Year?
My Van is Player of the Year?
Yes, he is. And the awards banquet is Saturday night. I know it'd make him really happy if his parents were there.
Oh, I wish I could go. But I'm afraid I can't.
Well, sure you can. You just get in the car and go. People in worse shape than you do it every day.
Reba, we are trying to send Van a message that we do not approve of his marriage.
Oh, he got the message when you threw him out. But he's still your son. Though I don't totally understand it, he misses you.
I miss him, too. But I'm afraid his father has made up his mind.
So what's the deal? You two sharing one brain? Your son is Player of the Year. You should be there.
If I could be any animal, I believe I'd be an octopus.
Yeah, why?
Well, because then I'd have 8 arms to tickle you with.
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad you think so. Your mom never seemed to care for that one. What's the matter? Aren't you hungry?
You made it wrong.
I believe I know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, you don't. Call Mom.
Come on, Jake, just try it. Open the hangar, here comes the plane.
Dad, I'm 7.
Okay, well, if you won't eat it, I will. I'm serious. Here I go. I'm almost eating. Chewing's about to begin. I believe I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
Want milk?
Hey, which makes me sound more honored? I'm honored today, or today I'm honored.
Is that the photographer from the Chronicle? Van, how do I look?
Oh, I'm not getting into that rat's nest again.
So how did everything go with you and Jake last night?
Great. We really connect. It's not all about grilled cheese sandwiches, you know. Although I must say, I do make a pretty good one. Say, listen, what do you think his favorite grilled cheese ingredient is?
Well, I don't know, Brock. There's the bread and there's the cheese. Pretty much dead heat. As long as you cut the crust off, he's happy.
Of course. You gotta cut the crust off.
The coach from SMU is glomming all over Van. I think they're gonna offer him a scholarship.
Oh, I am so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Vanny.
Mom? You're here. I can't believe it.
Well, I wouldn't miss this for anything.
I'm so glad you came.
Oh, honey. What is she doing here?
Oh, I might have mentioned it the other day when I ran into her.
Where would you run into Van's mom?
At my Pilates class.
Mom, she is not a nice person.
Oh, honey, I know, but she's his mother. There's a strong maternal bond that even years of selfishness and exercise can't undo.
Does Dad know you're here?
He got pretty upset when I told him I was coming, but I laid down the law. I said, Dan, I'm going to the gym.
You go, girl.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. H.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. H.
I can't say enough how honored I am by this honor. When I think of all the other players you could have honored, I am truly, deeply, honored. I also want to say thanks to Coach and Mrs. Hart. But most of all, I want to thank a very special woman in my life. Someone who has always been there for me. My mom.
Is that what I wrote?
Can you believe this? Look who's on Van's arm. Is it his trophy wife? No, it's his mother.
So, you're not in one picture. Honey, you're about to have a baby, and there's going to be a lot of other pictures that you're not in.
You know, it's not just about the picture. Last night was supposed to be my big night.
I thought it was supposed to be Van's big night.
The point is, she ruined it. I still can't believe that you invited her.
Cheyenne, at least she's making an effort now. I think it's good for Van. I wish they'd spend more time together.
Hello.
Mom, next time wish for a pony.
So, what are you doing here?
Well, it was so nice seeing Vanny last night that I thought I'd like to see him off to school.
Well, you're just in time. Have you had breakfast?
Not in 5 years. But look at you, Reba. What a marvel you are, busily cooking for your children.
Well, I tried skipping it, but they chew on the furniture.
A delightful small-town humor. It's charming. Really. I'm serious, though. You put your children's lives ahead of your own. And that is impressive.
Thank you.
There's no man in your life. You don't try to look good. It is all about the kids.
Here, Sue, won't you put something in your mouth?
Did you see the picture in the paper?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's true what they say about the camera adding 10 pounds.
Mommy!
Vanny!
Shoot me!
Honey, are you wearing plaid to school? Because, you know, you look so much cuter in solids.
I'll go change.
Van, that's your favorite shirt.
Mom says I look cuter in solids.
My sweet little Kira. Hair so long. So very, very long.
Mom, make it stop.
All righty then, it's getting late. Time to go to school. Don't want you to miss the bus. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, Mom.
Have a good day at school.
Okay,
bye, Mom. Bye.
Oh, this is so quaint.
Bye, Mrs. Eve.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, sir. Oh, here we go.
I could have done that.
Okay, what's next?
Well, the door's still open. Oh.
But, you know, I thought I'd just hang out here with you until Van gets home.
In 8 hours.
Sure. What do we do while our children are at school?
Well, today I have to pay the bills, vacuum the stairs, and make 18 name tags for Jake's Cub Scout den.
Oh. That sounds great. I would love to watch you do all that.
Just let me know if you get tired.
I hope you're hungry.
Nope.
What? No, Jake, look. I cut the crust off and everything.
I'll just have milk.
Okay, look, son. I think I know what this is all about. We haven't talked about the divorce, and look, I just want you to know that even though your mother and I aren't together anymore, I will always be your father, and I will always love you. So please, don't be mad at me.
I'm not. Your bread has stuff in it.
That's what's wrong, the 7-grain bread?
It's like eating sand.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Oh.
I'm hungry.
I tell you what, let's forget about grilled cheese. Hey, you like peanut butter and banana, right?
Yeah.
Well, son, this is your lucky day, because I just happened to make an incredible snack involving peanut butter, banana, and crackers. We'll call it the Dad and Jake Special.
Is that peanut butter chunky?
Yeah?
That's my favorite!
I knew that.
Reba, that dinner looked delicious.
You should have eaten some. It was great. Thanks, Mrs. H.
Oh, thank Kira. She's the one that got the straight A's.
I'll never make that mistake again.
Reba, can I do anything?
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, I'll take these over. Look. Reba and I made pie.
Van, have you read the brochures on the birthing classes?
Oh, no, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Van, we need to choose a birthing class before I give birth.
All right, I'll make a decision. Mom, what kind of birthing class should we take?
I didn't ask your mother. I asked you.
And I'll answer you as soon as my mom tells me.
You know what? Maybe you and your mom should have this baby.
Mom, you better choose a class quick.
Oh. No, you stay here.
Well, I'm glad this dinner's all about me.
Cheyenne? Okay, Lamaze, or that underwater thing. Man, what is her problem?
I'll give you a little hint. It's your mom. Van, I like your mom.
Do you like my mom?
Well, I'm glad she's back in your life, but maybe she's a little too much back in your life.
Is this about her tucking me in?
Van, when your mom's around, you're not making any of your own decisions anymore.
Yeah, but that's what's great about it. I don't have to. It's like living at home.
But you're married. You're gonna be a father soon. All your responsibilities have changed. They're different now. You can't be your mama's little boy anymore. It's time to cut the apron strings.
She's kind of bugging you, isn't she?
This isn't about me.
Mom, she's measuring Jake for a sailor suit.
Okay, now she's bugging me. Sue?
She's gone.
Coast is clear.
Is she really gone?
Yeah.
What'd you do, drive a stake through her heart?
Here.
I did what you told me, Mrs. H. I told her it was time to leave and she left.
Good job, honey.
She said goodbye forever.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, forever?
Well, she said goodbye forever, but she'll fold. After 5 or 6 years.
Why is everything so extreme with your family?
Where are you going?
Back to my Pilates class.
No street shoes on the mats.
Soon we have to talk.
I'm not sure what there is to talk about. Van said he wanted me out of the house.
Out of the house doesn't mean out of his life.
Oh, yes, it does. I should have realized he never wanted me there. He wasn't the one who asked me back.
Van wanted you back. Maybe not as a roommate. Look, it wasn't Van who wanted you out, it was me.
What?
You bug me. You're like a really skinny shadow.
How skinny?
Sue, focus.
All right. Okay. Maybe I did overdo it with the happy homemaker thing, but I only did it because I wanted to be a better mom. Like you. You know, I see how you connect with your kids, you know, with the hugs and the muffins and that, and I just wanted a little of that for Vanny and me.
So I think it's great that you want to be a good mom, but can't you do it at your house?
Oh, I can't cook and clean at my house. I have people for that.
So I'm not a good mom because I'm my kid's maid. Although I can see where you might get that impression. But if you want to connect with Van, just talk to him. Have coffee or bring him down here and bounce on that big ball or something. But be a part of the important moments in his life.
I want to be there. I just don't know how to be there for him without being there all the time.
Well, that's something all mamas have to learn when their kids grow up and leave the house. Only hope that one day I get the opportunity to learn how myself.
I do want to be a part of my son's life. After all, my baby's having a baby.
Mine too.
Oh, dear God. We're both going to be grannies.
You were doing so well.